All right, Glacier Bears have the basketball. Chiefs are a 2-3 zone defense right now. Coward out to the top, and she'll dribble to the right-hand side. Smith almost tries to make the steal. Now they go to Swinton, right baseline, back out to the top to Taylor. They'll reverse it all the way around to Wing. Wing will take a couple dribbles left-hand side. Chiefs step out quickly, though, and cut that off back over to Swinton. Long three on the way. And then, oh, it's a little bit short off of it and comes off of Larson's hand and goes out of bounds. And the ball is going to go back to the Miss Chiefs. Smith will bring it up for the Miss Chiefs. Glacier Bears in the man-to-man defense. They go left-hand side, nothing going, however, as it goes to Milne. Now they'll come back to the top, and they'll go right-hand side. Back into Smith. Comes back out. Three-pointer on the way by the Miss Chiefs. No. Rebound comes back down to Cowart's hands. That shot was by Wellington McGilton again, and now it's going to be tied up, and there's going to be a foul on it. Looks like it's going to be on number 30. Official walks over this way. Milne, that'll be her first personal foul. 15 foul now on the Miss Chiefs, so Glacier Bears are getting closer to that 1-1 opportunity. They go left-hand side to Wing. Three-pointer on the way off the back there. No rebound down to Swinton on the baseline. She wants to put up the shot, force it up there. However, rebound quickly back down is to Wellington, and they'll get it all the way down, goes far corner, brings it back out, almost knocked out. Now it is stolen away. Wing taps it back to Wing. And now we got two girls rolling around on the floor. Ball's going to go off the Chiefs' hands and out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to be facing some full-court pressure here now as the Chiefs pick them up. Wing with the ball. Olivia gets it off to Swinton. Nobody picks her up. She's going to dribble down that left-hand side. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it goes off of Swinton. Could have been a foul that time by McGilton, Wellington McGilton. They didn't call it, however, and the ball goes back to the Chiefs on the far side. Back to Smith. Wellington McGilton, they handle the ball. Smith does quite a bit, so you'll see it in their hands most of the time. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. Met with a two-point lead and with the basketball. Back out to Smith. Squares up. Changes her mind, however. Comes left-hand side to Milne. Almost loses it. Tap it back out to Smith. She goes down the center of the lane. Loses the ball. Throws it up in the air. However, comes off the rim. But stepping in nice at that time was Hayward to get the rebound. Glacier Bears just kind of let her have that one. Back to Smith. Stops. Kicks it all the way across to Wellington McGilton. She can't do anything with it. Now bring it back out to 6:15 mark of the second quarter. She's still with that two-point lead and the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. Bounces, and finally drops in. So she finally picks up her first one from the three-point line, and that's her first 3 points. Full court pressure by the Chiefs. And Swinton kicks it down all the way, goes all the way to Cowart. She holds the ball high overhead, waits for some help. Goes to Swinton, baseline jumper from about 16 off the back of the iron, rebound down into the hands of Milne, and she's quickly up the court. She goes all the way down, puts it off the glass, and now there's going to be a foul on it. Nobody stopped her. You got to get in front to keep that from happening, and she just went, did the right thing. She just kept right on going and was able to draw. Olivia Wing's going to pick up that foul. Olivia just didn't quite get in front of her there, and that'll be her first personal foul. Second team foul. Milne at the line for the Chiefs, Miss Chiefs, and she gets the first one to go here, and that's her first point of the ball game. Second point from the free throw line for the Chiefs. They've extended the lead now 17-11 here. A couple quick buckets, 5:44 to go here in the second period. Shots up on its way, in and out, no rebound fought for. Swinton comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Long down court pass, but over the top of Cowart and into the hands of the Chiefs, and they're going to bring the ball back up the court as Wellington McGilton. She'll get it back into the hands of Hayward over to Milne, and they'll bring it out and set it. Smith starts the offense at the top. Glacier Bears drop back a bit here now. Now they'll come out and put a little bit of pressure on. Larson comes out. They go right hand side. Shots on its way. A three-pointer, no. Rebound fought for underneath. There's going to be a whistle on the play. Let's see where the foul is going to be. But referee's pointing towards the Chiefs side. Foul is on 1-5, if that is. That'll be Trina Hayward. That'll be her second personal foul. 16 foul, so Glacier Bears are going to go to the line. Taylor comes off the bench quickly for the Glacier Bears. Larson's going to take a seat. Chiefs are back in a 2-3 zone defense. Glacier Bears come around, move the ball a little bit, make some passes, get that zone out of sorts, and then maybe they'll get a good look at the hoop. Swinton takes a dribble to the right-hand side, goes to Wing, back out the top to Olivia Wing. She looks left, looks right, takes a couple dribbles, fires a long three-pointer off the side of the iron. No rebound, comes down to the hands of Millington McGilton. It bounces around. Nobody picks it up, and quick down the court to Smith. She wants to go to the hoop, up and misses the shot, however, but gets her own board back as it went too hard off the glass, but she just was hustled right in there and stayed with it. Now she'll kick the ball back out. It's going to be an over and back on it, as she just kind of threw the ball up to high in the air, went way over the head of everybody and in the backcourt, so that's going to be a turnover for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears get an opportunity here at the 4:41 mark of the second quarter. Back out to Olivia Wing, left-hand side to Paige Wing. They try to go inside, but stolen away, anticipating that pass down the court, and all alone goes Smith, puts it up, and in. Yeah. Smith took off on that one. It looked like the Glacier Bears are going to take a timeout that one, but, Smith, she kind of anticipated that one going, and that's her 6 points as she picks that one up there. As soon as the ball ended up in the hands of one of her teammates, she took off, and she was probably a good 10, 12 feet ahead of everybody else and was able to a couple of dribbles and laid in with the left hand. So, and that's part of the game that Miss Chiefs like to play. They'll release somebody almost every time the ball goes up, every time the Glacier Bears put the ball up.
In the first quarter against this full court pressure, the Glacier Bears are being a lot more confident and strong with the ball, trying to dribble through, and they're getting the fouls on Metlakatla. Now a couple times here they haven't called the fouls, and now the Glacier Bears kind of shrinking back, and they're not attacking that press like they were in the first quarter, and it's given some good opportunities to Metlakatla.
Well, yeah, they definitely put a lot of pressure on, and they're coming out of this timeout again with their pressure. They're playing a 3-1-1 press on it. They kind of match up. They put all their marbles in one go around here with the three girls up front. The other two girls play it back, anticipate the passing lane, and try to make the steal here. 4:26 to go here in the first half of play. Metlakatla 19, Haynes 11. Olivia Wing with the basketball, looking. She's got it now. She can move here. She goes back and forth, goes to Taylor on that far right-hand side. She takes a dribble down the sideline, gets it across, kicks it across over the top, and goes over through Wing's hands and out of bounds. Just a little more air to that one would have made it much easier for Paige Wing to catch it, but goes out of bounds and back to the Miss Chiefs again. Smith will bring it up for the Miss Chiefs. She'll bring it across the half-court line, slowly dribbling. 4:12 to go here in the first half of play. Gregor Huntington, long three by Wellington McGilton, a little bit short. Taylor comes down with it for the Glacier Bears, and she's dribbled through everybody. Now she wisely backs out as two Chiefs got down. Now she goes back to the hoop, forces up the shot, is going to draw the foul on. Could be Hayward. If it is, that is going to be her third personal. And an indication here as the official comes over. And that's Trina Hayward's third. Going to send Taylor to the free throw line. That's her third foul, so we'll see if Coach makes an adjustment there. First shot is good. So Natalia Taylor picks up one from the free throw line, and that's her first point of the ball game. Coming off the bench now, we do have Nelson's checking into the ball game, all right, and also Larson's checking into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. So they did take Hayward out of the ball game. Taylor at the free throw line. Another opportunity for her. This one's up on its way off to the side. Doesn't touch anything, so the ball is going to go to the Chiefs. They lead by 7, 19-12, 3:58 to go here in the first half of play. Wellington McGilton gets the ball back in the hands of Smith. Glacier Bears get set for defense here now. They come back down. Smith still keeps the dribble all the way across to Wellington McGilton. She'll take a couple dribbles. Long three. Nice coming off the bench was Nelson. She fired up the three. Didn't go. Rebound comes back down, and now there's going to be a foul on it as she fouls right away. I don't know if that was kind of a frustration thing or not, but it's going to send the Glacier Bears there in the 1-1. They need to make some free throws here to get right back into this basketball game. Fouls on 22. That's her second personal foul. And that'll send Larson to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight. This is her first chance from line. This one's on its way off to the right-hand side.
Didn't even hit the rim.
Didn't hit the rim, I don't think, anyway. The official waved it off here, and so Glacier Bears have another opportunity. Let them slip away. Smith will bring the ball up for the Miss Chiefs. Swinton will pick her up about center court here. They go left-hand side. Nope, nothing going. They'll fire up a long three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Wellington McGilton, and she puts it up and in, and that's her fifth point of the game. So Quickly down the court comes Taylor, and now she's going to draw the foul. So Taylor's going hard to the hoop, and she was able to draw it. Doug and I talked a little bit about that a minute ago. The girls are a little more aggressive going to the hoop here than we've seen, and they are able to draw those fouls on the Miss Chiefs, and that sends Taylor back to the free throw line. She had one for two last time she was there. This one's on its way off the back of the iron. No.
Well, she's had two strong drives here trying to get to the rim.
Well, and she's drawn two fouls, too, on it. So that's what you need to do, get them into foul trouble here. They'll have to make adjustments. This one's on its way off the back of the iron, no, but she hustles over and gets the own rebound. So Taylor nicely goes there and gets that board and gets over to Olivia Wing out at the top. Goes right-hand side to Swinton, couple of dribbles. She looks inside, back out to Olivia Wing. Shots on its way, and a three-pointer. Good! Olivia Wing picks up three. So we tighten the ball game up, 21-7-15 now. Glacier Bears getting themselves right back into it here. Wing goes, Smith goes right-hand side. They get the ball back inside, looking, can't go any. They go down low on the block. Good defense by Cowart there. They didn't give it away. Ends up in the hands of Nelson. Up and in. And Kaylee Smith picks the 2 points up there as she got that, and that's her eighth point of the ball game. Glacier Bears with the basketball now. Goes Taylor right-hand side back to Swinton. Needs to look inside. Now she'll take a couple of dribbles. Wants that baseline. Not going to get it, however. Good defense by the Chiefs that time. Back to Taylor. She goes down the lane, and she takes about four extra steps there, but she split two girls, and there was nothing there, so she ran out of a dribble, so she thought, well, I'll just walk, and of course the official is standing right there. Gross checks into the ball game. Who's going to come out here? Like Cowart's going to come out of the ball game. Autumn Gross into the ball game. Now the Chiefs with the basketball, and this Chiefs will bring it up. 23-15, 2:15 to go here in the first half of play. They go right-hand side to Nelson, back out to the top, over to Gray. Back into Smith. She wants to go to the baseline. Good defense by Olivia Wing, and she stopped there and pounces the ball back out. And the shot is up and good by Taylor Nelson, and that's her first 2 points. She was squared up and ready for that pass from Smith, and now we're going to have a carry of the ball as Swinton comes down, carries the ball. Number 11, James, will check into the ball game for the Miss Chiefs. And Nelson will come out of the ball game for the Miss Chiefs. Smith will handle the ball. 10-point lead by the Miss Chiefs right now at the 151 mark. They go left-hand side, looking, can't find anybody. Ends in the hands of Nelson. Now she goes inside to Wilmington McGilton. She forces up the shot. Nelson comes away with the rebound, puts it up, doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. Comes back into the hands of Faith Gray. She gives the ball back off to Smith. She puts up the shot, no good. And Larson comes away with the board for the Glacier Bears and gets it over in the hands of Taylor. 1:25 to go here in the first half. They go to Larson down low at that block, but can't do anything with it. Now she bounces inside Autumn Gross, up and in. Nice pass that time, and Autumn Gross has got 4 points in the ball game. 1:13 to go here in the first half. Smith brings it up across the half court and goes left-hand side to Nelson. Holds the ball high overhead. Wing comes out. Olivia does put a little pressure on. Now they'll come back and get into the hands of Gray. Long three-pointer by Nelson. She's not afraid to shoot, though. That's her eighth point. Every time she gets it, she's a threat to shoot from that three-point line. Goes over to Taylor. Goes through her hands. Fought for her. Ball comes in. And now we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to be on Wing. That'll be her second personal foul. Third team foul. And coming off the bench now for the Glacier Bears. Let's see, Wing's going to come out of the ball game. Number 13, Zano will be checking into the ball game. 42 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Smith will bring it up. Can't find anybody. Still now she goes, tries to go deep inside to come up away with it. And just hanging in there was Taylor Nelson, and she just kind of put that ball up and in. 30-17, Miss Chiefs have definitely opened up a lead here in the last 4 minutes of this second quarter of play. They try to alley-oop inside, and to be tapped, controlled by the Chiefs. 16 seconds to go, so they can get the last shot. Smith comes down. I don't know if she's even looked now. She looks over at the clock. She realizes there's 10 seconds to go. Now they're down to seven. Now Swinton comes out. I'm not quite sure if he's going to try to make that steal or not, but Kaylee Swinton, that's her first. Smith would have got around her, however. She needed to get down a little bit lower and get her feet ready and move her feet. Nelson with the basketball. They go across to Wellington McGilton. They go far right-hand side to Nelson. She turns around, fight for the ball on the floor. Who comes up with it? Well, really nobody. You could hear the background over there. Autumn Gross put a lot of pressure on over in that corner, got forced the turnover, and then was able to get a hold of the basketball. But, of course, at that point, time had run out here. So we're going to finish this first half of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 17 and the Metlakatla Mischiefs 30 points here.